उठ सबके कदम देखो रम पम पम। उठ सबके कदम देखो रम पम पम। आज ऐसे गीत गाया करो कभी खुशी कभी गम तारा रम पम पम। हंसो और हंसाया करो। उठ सबके कदम देखो रम पम पम। आज ऐसे गीत गाया करो
कभी खुशी कभी गम तारा रम पम पम। हंसो और हंसाया करो।
Shanti and a very good evening to all of you. There is an imaginary story. There was once an emperor who used to rule the whole earth. And once he developed the desire to feel 1 minute silence. But he wanted that the silence should be so deep that each and every person of this planet Earth should observe silence for 1 minute. And I want to hear that silence. What it feels like when the whole Earth becomes silent. So he developed this desire and he told his people how you would make this possible. Just let me know. The emperor, his people told him that it is almost an impossible task. How can we make every human being to keep silence for 1 minute? It is almost impossible, not possible. Even if we force everyone, our army is nothing in front of the people which are inhabiting the earth. So, that was the king's, that emperor's desire. That each and every person of this planet should become silent for just 1 minute. And then a mystic came, an old man. He said that I can make it possible. How? Any guess? How is it possible that each and every person of the planet observe silence for 1 minute? The old man said, I will make it possible. Any guess? Yeah? Sleep, but how is it possible that everybody would sleep? He said, tomorrow at 12 noon, you have to make announcement today that tomorrow at 12 noon, whole earth, every person of this planet earth has to just say ho for 1 minute at 12 noon. The king was surprised. How is that? My desire is entirely different. I want that everyone should observe silence for 1 minute and you are telling that everyone should say ho or loudly shout something. The mystic said, just see what happens. And the next day, as I said, it's an imaginary story. The next day at 12 noon, the announcement was already made that everyone has to say ho at exactly 12 noon. But then every person wanted to hear that voice of the whole earth, what it looks like. So everyone thought, I will not speak. Because I want to listen to that voice. When such a huge mob, whole earth, people of all the earth are shouting loudly, ho, what is that voice like? And who will ask me if I don't speak? So everyone thinks like that. Even king is supposed to shout, but then he also thinks, let me also listen to that 1 minute, how the whole world shouts. And when that time arrived, there was pin drop silence for absolutely 1 minute because every person wanted to hear something. And that moment of silence of 1 minute, they say, changed the life of king. Such deep silence entered his mind. He had never experienced such silence. He had never experienced the voice of the soundless sound, the wordless word, the pathless path, the gateless gate, the different names they give. So, welcome all of you to this holy place for this spiritual session. And before I begin, as I said, let us all of us also try to listen to that 1 minute silence. So all of you, just sit alert. Body completely relax. Let me listen to the sound of the silence. Let me feel what happens when I become silent completely. the rushing emotions, the feelings, the gushing thoughts, everything has settled down. Being of light, silence is my very nature. And the more I moved away in the world of sound, in fact, I lost touch with myself. There is a deep internal silence within me. The center is calling me, and what I am doing at the periphery, I see a huge circle of my life, my home, my relationships, my job, my office, my thoughts, my work, my worldly life, everything is at the periphery of this circle. But who I am? Now let me go back to the center. That's what I am actually. The periphery is the crowd. The point is the solitude. The periphery is the sound. The center is silence. Today I move from the periphery to the center. From the crowd to the solitude. From the words to the silence. I am stabilized in my own self. The real me. Is pure consciousness. All the levels have fallen down. Levels of body, profession. A silent mind is the most powerful mind. With this thought, try to understand life, my own self. With this calmness and tranquility, and with open mind, let me imbibe something new today, something that would change my life. Once and for all. Now open the eyes. Om Shanti. The more we are calm, the more powerful we are. And when the mind becomes powerful, automatically the body also becomes healthy and powerful. And it is definitely a wonderful life, a beautiful life we have been given by God. But the thing is that, as I said, we are somewhere on the periphery, while we should be at the center. And periphery is extroversion, and periphery is worldly life, and periphery is all the things we are doing, whilst our very nature is peace. While we are moving somewhere on a peaceless orbit, and that's why it is necessary to come back to the center again and again to get recharged. Because on the periphery, the battery is getting discharged. Let's come back to the center. This coming back to the center is the very goal of this life. So, today we will discuss something about good health and powerful mind. But I am not going to give you some medical class or lecture here. Something that will have our spiritual touch. Because as I said, when the mind becomes healthy, it is reflected automatically on the health of the body. So we'll discuss few principles of life, few principles of good health, few principles to make the mind powerful. And the first principle is acceptance. Acceptance of what? Acceptance of, first of all, this body. I have seen in medical practice that many people have not accepted their body also. They keep on doing some or other. They are somehow not happy with their appearance. And that has led to internal depression. This is the grossest. The subtlest is they have not accepted their life only. There is a feeling of negation everywhere in life. There is not a single event of affirmation. They are living a life negative. Have I accepted everything that is happening to me? All the positive and negative things. Positive things are quite easy to accept. What about negative things that are happening to me? Somebody used to love me too much. And we had a very good relationship. And suddenly something happened. And that person left me. And it has become so difficult for me to accept this. I want that person back. But somehow, now that person has another world. Have I accepted this fact of life? If no, it becomes very difficult. We had one patient from United States. She came to me with a very big file. And she was suffering from a chronic depression. She had tried almost every antidepressant on earth. But her depression was not going. What was the cause? And she was a spiritual person, attached to some spiritual institution of the world, practicing daily meditation, and yet the depression was chasing her all the time. We tried to understand her, what is the reason? And we found out that when she was not attached to spiritual life, long before, maybe before 30 years, she was in love with one man, but her sister also fell in love with the same man, and she used to love her sister too much. And later on her sister married that man. And she carried a strong feeling of hatred for her sister. Though on the surface she had a very good relationship with her. But she felt as if my sister has snatched away that which was mine. And that made her go in deep depression. And she herself was not aware what is the cause of this depression, because she had that strong sense of hatred for her sister, and that persisted as if she would never forgive her sister. And then later on, this feeling, this separation which happened inside and which revealed unexpressed for a very long time, turned into depression, and she kept on trying. And even though she got attached to some spiritual institution later on, tried meditation and everything, but this thing remained untouched. When she came to us and she underwent some spiritual counseling sessions, she was taught some methods by which she could forgive her sister. And ultimately, with constant practice and constant meditation, she was successful in forgiving her sister, and that time she got rid of all her drugs. Till that time, she was sick. The moment that forgiveness, that pardon came, she became calm. Now she had no feelings of frustration, depression, enmity, jealousy. Nothing. So life will bring you many events, situations. Sometimes they are not to our liking, not to my liking, but still they are happening. Let me accept those things which I cannot change. Can I change somebody's behavior? Probably not. Let me accept the people who stay around me. Have I accepted the people? My mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my siblings, my spouse, my colleagues, my boss, my junior, my seniors. Probably there is a sense of negativity about everyone somewhere deep in the heart. And so long as this is there, mind cannot become peaceful, and a peaceless mind can never become powerful. If you want that the mind should become powerful, the first criteria is it should first return to the center, and the center is the point of peace. That is the first principle. The second principle is balance. If you want a healthy life, there has to be a balance. For example, there was a pair of acrobats, a father and daughter. What they would do? Bamboos and a string. And the daughter and the father would walk on the string, that rope, and the daughter would climb on his shoulder and then again carry one rod on her head. And they would do street plays and earn money. One day the father said to the daughter, "We will do one thing. I'll look after you, you look after me. While I am on the rope, you take care of me so that I do not fall down, and I'll take care of you so that you don't fall down." The daughter said, "No. You take care of yourself so that you don't fall down. I will take care of myself so that I don't fall down." Then there would be balance in life. So, without perfect balance, there cannot be equipoise, stability in life. And mind has a tendency to swing like pendulum. This is the pendulum. It goes towards left, then it comes to the center, then again it goes to the right. And we feel it is going towards right, but it is not going to the right. It's gathering momentum to go to the left. And when it is going towards left, it is gathering momentum to go towards right. So life is swinging like this. It is never still like this. And we have a tendency, sometimes we love some person too much. And then the pendulum swings and we start hating that person the most. Sometimes we are too much familiar with someone. And then same person becomes, we don't want to even see the face of that person. Mind has a tendency to go towards extremes. Understand this tendency of the mind. Sometimes we feel like to become too much spiritual, attend lot of lectures and go to spiritual institutions. But then a point comes, then we again return back to the same life we were living before. An out and out worldly materialistic life. But then when we go too much towards materialism, then again we get reminded of this calm and spiritual life. So this swinging keeps on happening. What is needed in life is balance. Sometimes people go overeating. And when they gain weight, then they decide, no, this is some, at least 4 or 5 people, if they say them, oh, you have become fat, you have become fat, you have become fat. And then suddenly they wake up and they start doing extreme workout. And they become very thin. But then again they remind of their old habits of overeating and they keep on jumping like this. Moving this way, that way, this way, that way. Most of the time depending on what the world say. Unless and until there is balance in life, there cannot be good health. Again, the same thing about sleep. Lot of sleepless nights and then oversleeping. Balance of food, balance of sleep, balance in relationships. You know, there's one word which is known as psychological distancing. Two persons, maybe husband, wife, brother, sisters or colleagues or those who stay together. They should always maintain a psychological distancing between them. Because when there is no distance, no space, people come very close to each other. They start see each other's faults, failings, imperfections, weaknesses. That's why in English there is a saying, familiarity breeds contempt. Too much hatred comes. That's why one should take in between some period of digital silence, digital separation. Give each other some space to think, to recharge, to be what they are, all the time interfering in somebody's life. That may be anyone, the closest of the person. Every person needs some space to breathe. And we also need some space to breathe. That's why there's a beautiful concept, psychological distancing. In India, there was a very great poet, Rabindranath Tagore. I don't know how many of you have heard his name. He had written a beautiful story. And the name of the story is Shoshir Kobita, the last poem. It's written in Bengali and then later on translated in English. In that poetry or in that story, there's a woman and there's a man and they are in love with each other. And they want to marry. The woman is rich. The man is not very rich. She has a big bungalow and everything with her. He doesn't have anything. So when they meet and they talk about marriage, the woman says to that man, we will marry, but there is one condition. After marriage, we will stay separately. He said, what? What sort of marriage is this? Otherwise, why are we marrying then? He said, no, this is the condition. I will make a palace for you on another side and I will have palace on this side. In between, there would be some pond. If you meet, anytime we will meet, just like that, without announcement, without invitation. You are coming from that side, I am coming from that side, hello, hi. I am doing boat riding, you are doing boat riding, hello, hi. He said, what is this nonsense? I am not going to do this. But why? She says, okay, this is only one condition on which I am going to marry you. And if you don't want to marry, you may marry someone else. But I will remain unmarried and keep on remembering only you. It becomes all the more difficult now. He said, what? So she says, I want this to happen because I don't want the freshness of our romance should deteriorate. I want this love, to remain spiritual, to remain platonic, to remain at a very higher level. I don't want it to come down. That's why I want to keep this distance with you. And it is not that I don't love. I love you too much. As I said, if you don't marry me, I will remain unmarried. I want you alone. But I want to keep this distance. So this story is to just to tell a distance is needed between two persons. Not because of hatred. Not because they don't love each other. It is because of love only the distance is needed. So the second principle of good health, I will say, is balance. Keep that subtle balance in life. If you have already been swinging like pendulum and has gone to another end, come to the center now. There is another side of it. Sometimes lot of hatred for somebody. And unless and until that hatred goes away, we cannot lead a pure, peaceful life. The third principle is creativity. What is creativity? Doing something new. Getting up early in the morning, going to the office, doing some job, or coming back, same thing is going on for years together. Do something new which you have never done before. For example, a man was riding his car. He has recently purchased a brand new car. And he was riding, and then he stopped at one place to purchase something. And he found that somebody threw a stone at his car. And there was a dent in the car. And he was furious and angry to see who has done it. And he finds that there is a small boy who has thrown the stone. And he goes to him and asks him, "Is it you who did it? How dare you do it? Such a costly car." And the boy says, "I have been trying to stop car from long time and nobody is stopping. That's why I had to throw the stone." He said, "But why you wanted to stop?" He says, "My younger brother is on the wheelchair. He cannot walk. And he has fallen down. And he is bleeding. And I wanted somebody to help me get him back on the wheelchair. And I have been trying to stop the vehicle, but nobody is stopping, so ultimately I had to throw this stone." So the author who wrote this story, who wrote this experience, he said, "Show me where is he?" And he goes there and he finds that the brother is lying, is bleeding, and then he makes him again sit back on the wheelchair. And he has written in his autobiography that, "I never repaired that dent again, which was in my car, because I understood that I was running so fast in life that somebody had to throw stone to stop me. That was the life I was leading, so fast life. What is the need of such life? What is the use of this life? I'm running and running and running and running. I'm just running with my usual daily activities. There is no time to stop." And that's why the third principle of healthy living is bring some newness in life. Do some new activities. Like, what are the new things you can do, anyone? Which you have never done before. Something new. Like, singing, dancing, writing. One of the best thing to do is writing. How many of you love writing? Write every day something new. Write your diary. That is the best thing. Write your daily routine. Today, 24th April 2019. Today morning I woke up at this time. Then I went here. Then I went here. Then I did this. The day all these things happened. Then somebody came and scolded me. And then somebody said something very bad to me and I felt very bad. And I cried. And I searched for help, but nobody helped me. Write everything. Whatever is coming in the mind, keep on writing. And at the end, whatever that has happened. Then in the evening I went in the class. I was feeling a bit sleepy, but I had to stay awake. Because what others would say otherwise? That you were sleeping in the class. It was the question of my status. So somehow I managed to stay awake. And then I went in my room, in my home. And then this is how the things have happened. So when you write like this today, and then on every Sunday try to review what you have written. Now on Friday or Thursday you wrote that somebody, my boss, said something very bad to me and I felt very bad. Now when you review this same thing on Sunday, you will find, oh, this is such a small thing. After 2 days, that thing becomes very small. But on that particular day, it is the biggest thing that has ever happened to me. I am the, as if the greatest victim on this earth, I feel. People are so bad. But then you realize, oh, it's nothing. It's a very small thing. So do something new, like writing, singing, dancing, walking, jogging, visit some new place. Go to old age home. Go to hospital. Not because some of your relative is admitted there. Just give a rose to few patients and come back. You will feel cheerful, happy within. Small acts of goodness. Selfless acts of goodness. Do such acts that nobody should see me. Secretly going and helping somebody and coming back. This newness one has to bring in life. As I said, what is happening on the in the body is just the reflection of what is happening in the mind. The stress hormones and many things which are there in the body. When the mind is disturbed, everything is revealed on the body. The body suffers because mind is suffering. There is a great link between the two. So, creativity. The fourth thing to do for a powerful mind or for health, or I will say the fourth pillar, digital detox. Digital detox. Too much nowadays one is occupied in the digital world that it has snatched the peace of the mind. Recently in India, one girl is admitted to one biggest neurological center, and she, what was her diagnosis was her texting addiction. Texting, typing. She used to type 8 to 10 hours a day, every day, typing like this. This is an addiction. What is the screen time? How much screen time one is having? All the time engaged in this. I often say, disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect for some time. For what? Because you want to reconnect. Because from the periphery you want to come to the center. Periphery, for a very long time you have been roaming on the periphery. With a peaceless life. Conflicts, anger, passions, desires, running, no end to that. Come to the center. So digital detox. Have you seen, has anyone ever been to detox center? Detox center means they will give you fruit, juices and all those things. They want that all the toxins should be out. Natural diet for 10 days. I am telling you about digital detox. At least in 24 hours, early morning period, one should be offline. Immediately do get up and start reading news. Immediately to get up and start sending messages and doing all those things. There's no need of that. stay with yourself for some time. And even before sleep, before going off to sleep, keep away from all the digital devices for some time. They say half an hour or at least 15 minutes. Keep it away. And then have a peaceful sleep. And peaceful sleep is a very important thing for a good health. People have got habit of eating in front of television, eating, looking at this, doing multitasking, one, this. And that has got deleterious effects on the health. So, the fourth principle is digital detox. Be with yourself for some time, keeping away from all other things. And then next is exercise. The fifth principle is exercise. It is impossible that before exercise and after exercise your mood is same. You feel depressed, go and do some exercise. But the morning exercise is very important. Any form of exercise that will energize the body. So give some time to exercising in life. If you don't want to go outside, you can do where you stay. Learn some exercise and give some time. And one of the best thing is, there are so many different methods of breathing exercises are there, aerobic exercises are there, pranayama are there, asanas are there, so many new things are there. In every custom, every country, new exercises are there. You can resort to any one of them, but do it regularly. It is such an important and beautiful thing to have it. And then next is forgive and forget. This is the most important thing in life. We are carrying grudges for people who have hurt us, who have gone against us. Can we forgive them? There was a lady who was sensually assaulted, physically assaulted by one man, and then this lady later on became a very famous surgeon after many, many years. And one day she got a patient who had bullet shot injury and she had to operate him. And the moment she saw him, it is the same man. Now it's a question in front of her what to do, whether to let him die. So she was a Christian, she went to the church. And she prayed in front of God and she said, what should I do? And suddenly a vision, a scene came in front of her and she felt as if she is the Jesus Christ. And Christ is saying, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. And with that vision, she said, no, I have to forgive that man. And the hatred or whatever she was carrying within her, she just kept aside and operated and he was saved. And he was repentant, so much in repentance, penitent and thankful to her. So, two things one should do every day from tomorrow onwards. First, once in 24 hours, sit alone for some time in meditation and emerge all those people in your life who have hurt you, talked bitterly, plotted against you, or spoken bitter words, backbiting they have done, abused, put false blames on me. Whatever they have done, I have to forgive them for not for them but for my own self. Because I want to become peaceful. At least once, that is the first task. The second task is emerge, imagination. All those people whom you have hurt in life. Because of you, their life has become hell. And what to do with them? Ask for pardon. This is a mental exercise. I'm not telling them to go to them and do it. Forget that. That would come later on. This was should begin as a mental exercise. So just sit in meditation for 2 minutes. All of you, sit alert, red light, and a small spiritual exercise we are going to do today. Completely calm, quiet. Today my heart is filled with mercy and compassion. And I see a huge screen in front of me. I see all those people who have hurt me, tortured me, spread gossips, rumors about me, deceived me at some point or other in life. These are the people I carry strong sense of hatred within me. But today, in this holy place, keeping a very big heart, I forgive all of them unconditionally. Because whatever they have done is the result of my own karmic account. And whatever they have done, probably that was to teach me. And probably I deserved it. That was necessary to crush my ego. But today, I forgive each one of them unconditionally. And the moment I do this, I feel a sense of lightness within. Because my very nature is peace, not hatred. My very nature is love, not hatred. Now I see another set of people. These are those people whom I have hurt. My bitter words have always tortured them. I was uncaring for them. And today I ask them for pardon. O divine souls, please forgive me. And I see that their anger has subsided. And they have forgiven me. Now I see a third set of souls, people. These are those people who have always helped me, my parents, those who have looked after me in times of difficulties. Those who have cooperated always, and I have a feeling of gratitude for all of them. These are the three exercises I am going to do every day from today onwards or tomorrow onwards. Every day I have to set aside 10 minutes to do all this. Because then only I can become peaceful. Om Shanti. So everybody will do this exercise. Every day you have to do it. If you can do this for continuously for next 3 months, after 3 months you will be a changed personality. But you have to do it consistently. Set aside some time, maybe evening, 6 o'clock. The moment you come back and when you are free, even before going or to work or after work, any time. But sit all alone. Go on the terrace, to the balcony or some garden. Sit there all alone. Immerse those people. Try to get little detached. And then come back. Your attitude will change. Because unless and until our emotions and feelings change, health will never come to us. Because health is the direct result of emotions and feelings. Negative emotions, negative effect on health. Positive emotions, positive effect on health. Direct connection. So forgive and forget. The next, gratitude. Gratitude, thankfulness, as I included in the same exercise. The sense of gratitude. Express gratitude for everything. Have you ever said thank you to your children, to your spouse, to your mother, my father, to your colleagues, to your boss, to your seniors, juniors? This gratitude has got a very strong positive energy. It is not even just the question of going and saying thank you outside. It is the inner feeling that yes, I am thankful. Even if I don't say, it's okay. But inside, what is my feeling? That feeling is very important. So express a sense of gratitude. That's why many people keep a gratitude journal. Keep a journal at before sleeping. Just say thankful to this person because he helped me. Thank you to this man because he helped me. Thank you to my boss, to my wife, to my children because they did this to me. Small, small, little, little thank you. They will build up a positive outlook within. So, thank you. And then, habits. Habits. Form healthy habits. Some new habits. And habits are formed by repeating. Keep on repeating it. Mind doesn't want, but you keep on repeating it. Once you know that, you find some person and he has a very good habit. Note down that habit. Now make a planning how I should inculcate that habit in my life. And the principle of habit is that you keep on repeating it, exploring it, trying to know more about it. For example, you saw that some person is there. He speaks very less. While everybody is so much talkative, but one person is there, he is sitting calm and is speaking so less. Is not that a very good habit? How many people keep on wasting their time in wasteless chanting and raving and ranting? It is best to remain silent. Mahatma Gandhi had written somewhere that once when he was in South Africa, he visited one monastery. And in that monastery, everyone was silent. He was shocked. What is this? Nobody speaks. He went to the head of the monastery and asked, what is this? He said, the head of the monastery said, we human beings are so frail creatures. We don't understand what to do and what not to. We don't understand even what to speak and what not to speak. Because every time we speak, we commit some blunder. That's why it's the rule of this monastery that we don't speak only. When we will learn speaking, that time we will speak. So Mahatma Gandhi said, I was really shocked. And then he reviewed himself and said, if I see myself, I find that throughout the day I waste so much of my energy in speaking. And that's why he made a rule in his life that he will remain silent every Monday. Throughout the life he followed this rule. So if not 24 hours, can we remain silent early morning till 8 o'clock? Not talking with anybody, just staying with oneself. Or in the evening, before sleep, 1 hour. This is must. So form new habits. And then, next, imbibe virtues. Imbibe virtues. Here, you will get a list of virtues. We might be having a book here also on virtues. Work on every virtue for 1 week. For example, for 1 week, take one virtue of discipline. I have to discipline my life. At present, the life is haphazard. There is no timetable of anything. Getting up at any time, running anywhere, doing anything. Look at the military people, how disciplined they are. Can I bring some discipline in my life? So this is one virtue. In the similar manner, there is another virtue called tolerance. Can I tolerate? What is the capacity of my tolerance? How intolerant I am? I cannot just tolerate. Tolerance means not the physical tolerance I am asking. Tolerance means tolerant of other person's opinion. We just don't want to listen to their opinion, their views, their emotions, their feelings. This is so. There are about 36 virtues. List is there. You can get one book here. There's a very beautiful book. I don't know whether it is here. Brother, Inner Beauty book is here? Yeah, Inner Beauty one book is there. It's so beautifully written. It doesn't belong to any religion, any caste, any creed, any institution. It just focuses on virtues. Can I have it, sister? It's a beautiful book, very beautiful and very strong English. Very melodious English. So, that is what we are. Our inner life should become beautiful. So it's the list of virtues.
Yeah.
Inner beauty. So, like patience is there, wisdom is there, tirelessness is there, self-confidence is there, purity is there. Like that. You have 36 different virtues. Take up one virtue a day. Or for make a timetable that 1 week I will work on one virtue. And I have to imbibe this virtue. Let me become the very embodiment of this virtue. I'll give one more example. When Mahatma Gandhi was giving a speech once, suddenly a young man got up from the crowd and he said, "You are coward, you are fool, you should be thrown out." And Mahatma Gandhi was calm and listening to that man. And there was yet another person in that crowd. His name was Abdul Ghaffar Khan. He saw that this man is insulted in front of everybody. Yet he is so tolerant and so calm. There must be something in this man. And that's how he got attracted to Gandhi. And then later on, he joined his movement. He is known as Frontier Gandhi. Khudai Khidmatgar was the institution established. That's another story. But he got influenced because of what? He saw a person is insulted publicly and yet that man is calm. He did not say a single word. That influenced him so much. So, imbibe virtue. The next is journey. Journey. With journey, journey outside, journey within. Take some time every day to go within yourself. Make an inner journey. An outside journey means go out of your comfort zone. The more you go out of your comfort zone, if this is your comfort zone, you go out of it, your comfort zone increases. This is a beautiful thing. If you go out of your comfort zone, it will increase. So, keep on doing traveling. That also helps sometimes. Interact with different people, different cultures, different places to keep healthy. I am talking of mental and spiritual health more rather than physical health. Physical health would be the result of these two things. Physical health is just the reflection of mental and spiritual health. And then next, L, loving yourself first. Everybody teaches us to love others. But the best thing person to love in the world is I myself, because I hate myself. Let me do fly. Fly means first love yourself. Let me fly. First love yourself. Love yourself. Don't victimize yourself. Don't do self-victimization game. This is a new disease which has come up in the world. Self-victimization. I am responsible. I am bad. It is because of me this is happening. I should not have been there. If some project has failed, it has failed because of me. Sense of self-victimization. And the next is motivate yourself. Whenever you fall down, whenever there is some fall in life, nobody, don't wait for anybody to come. You have to make yourself rise up. Motivate yourself, inspire yourself, talk with yourself, self-talk, and somehow make yourself rise up again. Because no matter, this is a path where we are alone, actually. It is the flight of the alone to the alone. Flight of the alone to the alone. There was a philosopher, Plotinus, he said this long, many centuries behind, before. Life is the flight of the alone to the alone. Don't think that those who are with you, they will come with you. Here we are alone, walk alone. Ekla chalore. And in this path, we have to motivate ourselves. Whenever there would be failure and you fall down, rise up again. Whenever there is something happening in life and you feel you are down, again make yourself rise up. That's how. In India, there is one lady, Anurima Sinha, young lady. She was an athlete. She was traveling. She fell down. Some robbers came and tried to snatch her chain. She fell down from the train. Another train came and crushed her leg. And she was paralyzed. She was amputated. For many months, she was in the hospital. Later on, she read one inspiring, she was reading something inspiring and she felt that I have to do something now. And she became the first lady in the world, first paralyzed lady to climb the Mount Everest. Recently in 2014 or 15. From where that inspiration has come? Otherwise, just imagine if somebody's leg is crushed, he will spend the whole life in depression. What I have to do? I have nothing left in my life now. So motivate yourself. And then next is nature. Go near nature. Every day spend some 15 minutes or half an hour in nature. Listen to the voices of nature. Listen to the chirping of birds. Go to some mountain, some garden, some ocean, some sea beach, waterfall, somewhere, and spend time all alone in nature. That is the best thing to do. And then optimism. Oh, optimism. Positive thinking is a very important thing in life. How to be optimistic? Read books about it. Write down your life situation. This is the situation. Can I remain optimistic in this situation? Or this is an out and out negative situation? Find out some ways. Write down notes. 1, 2, 3. There is an English book known as Option B, written by some author. She is probably, I think, CEO of Google or Facebook. Her husband died and life shattered. Nothing remained in life. She felt, what I should do now? Zero. And then suddenly a new path came in her life. And she said, there is always an option B in life. So what is the option B in my life? This is always I am reacting. Is there another way to do? Or find out option B. So option B. And then next is positive self-talk. First I said positive thinking, thoughts. Another is positive statements, or it is known as affirmations. Make a list of things. You can go in the store play and download an app called Affirmations. Make a list of affirmations. Before sleeping, during the day, keep on talking with yourself. some fixed affirmations like, I'll be very successful in life, I'll be very successful in life, I am very powerful, I am very powerful, I am very powerful, I am very powerful. Keep on repeating that inside the mind. It is known as positive self-talk, positive statements. Affirmations are very powerful, and three types of affirmations are needed. For example, you are trying to get rid of bad habit, use affirmations. First, I will soon get rid of this habit. I am getting rid of this habit, present tense. Next, I will soon get rid of the habit, future tense. And third, natural. It's very easy for me to get rid of this habit. So make affirmations in three divisions. For example, you are having a very troubled relationship with somebody. Three affirmations. Present tense, I am having a very good relation with this. Future, soon we will have a very good relationship. And natural, it is so nice, it is so easy to have so good talk with him. So do work affirmations in three ways. So OP. And then Q. Q means quit bad habits. Time is getting up, so I will hurry up. All of you have to rush home, or you have 10-15 minutes. 10-15 minutes, okay. So Q means quit bad habit. First of all, make a list of what are my bad habits. Bad habits means I don't want them, but still I am doing it. Whenever I do that, I feel repentance within. Guilt consciousness comes. I don't want it, but every time I do it. I don't want to waste my time on that thing, but still I do it. There is one person, I don't want to talk with him, but somehow, I don't know, suddenly I start talking. And then there is a fight. Every time I talk, there is a fight. Husband and wife, early morning they had a fight with each other. Okay. So husband goes to his job, and then he feels, oh, I should not have been so harsh. And then afternoon he thinks, okay, what I will do? The moment I reach home, I will ask for forgiveness. By afternoon he says, thinks, no, forgiveness is not just enough. I will give some gift for her, so that I will make her angry. And while going home, he thinks, I will make her gift and I will say few good words to her. So throughout the day he had made a plan. And the moment he reaches home and tries to do one thing, and there is another fight. All the gift and everything is left behind. Because the fight is in the subconscious, and what he was planning throughout the day was the conscious mind. So that's why morning hours are very important. Whatever you have to plan, plan early in the morning, because they directly go in the subconscious. Otherwise, whatever you keep on planning, for example, an alcoholic is there. He drinks alcohol in the evening and feels very bad at night. And next day he feels very bad. Throughout the day he thinks, today evening I will not go, I will not go, I will not drink, I will not drink, I will not. He reads about alcohol, what are the side effects of alcohol, what are the health hazards of alcohol, and whole day he is very powerful. But the moment evening comes, automatically his feet are going towards the shop, bar, everything is destroyed. Again guilt consciousness, the cycle goes on. So quit bad habits. And then next is R. R means Rajyoga meditation, which you will get to learn over in this place. Take out some time, come here and learn the art of meditation, because meditation is such a beautiful thing. It calms the mind. Learn the new technique of meditation. And brothers and sisters here at the center will let you know more about it. But learn it. It is must, in today's world at least. And then S is stress management. And T is time management. I am telling you the whole ABCD of health, from A to Z. Find out stressors of life. What are my stressors? Who is causing me the maximum stress in life? And make two column technique. Stressors, and then the solution. Stressor, number two, solution. Third, solution. Solution, you have to think. Go in silence, go in nature, go on the terrace, sit in meditation. Something will touch you. And then time management. Those who do not manage time properly, they come to a some period of repentance always. Learn time management. What are the principles of time management? How I should not waste my time. Find out the list of time wasters. I hope the people on that side are listening. Yeah? So, list of time wasters. Is it internet? Is it video streaming? What is wasting my time? You start with something and you end up with something. That's why remember one statement about internet. Do not surf internet unnecessarily. Go to internet and go to videos only and only with a purpose. Purpose finished, come back. Otherwise it is a quagmire, a black hole. It will suck you. That's why YouTube is known as black hole. It sucks. You start with something, you end up with something. Go to YouTube only with purpose. Purpose done, come out. Don't linger on. Otherwise, something else will happen. And then you. You means understanding yourself and understanding others. Try to understand people who stay around you. Rather than forming labels, rather than putting some labels, because everyone is changing. Because somebody has behaved with you in a very wrong manner 10 days back, that doesn't mean the person is same now. He has changed. Internally he must have done something, work, some work on that. Every person is changing. So don't keep fixed opinion about people. Because everybody is changing. And then we means visualization. Practice visualization. It is known as imagery. Form some imaginations. Visualize yourself as the most successful man, as the most healthy man. See that vision every day. Fill it with colors. Let it be living image. You know all athletes, how they win? They visualize their victory before only. They see themselves winning long back. I will tell you experience of my medical college. We as a medical students, we used to stay in hostel. None has become doctor as yet. But what they would write on their, you know, in their rooms outside the door, doctor, for example, dash dash, name, head of the department medicine. That is what they used to write. Nobody was interested in studying. Who studies? We have so many extracurricular activities. Extracurriculars means don't think of sports. Few other things. They were engaged in some all nonsensical business. And what they will write, each one of them, Dr. Anil, head of the department, plastic surgery. All doors had something written like that. And nobody was studying ever. Nobody had time to study. Actually, we are busy with so many other things. Who will study all those stuff? And now I look back after 15, 20 years, everyone who had written whatever, he has become that. He has become that. It was the vision they created, though it did not work, but the vision was there. There's one author who has come featured in the movie Secret. And that author once drew a house he wants his house to be. He formed a picture of the house he wanted to have. And then he forgot about that house. That picture got lost. After many years he purchased one house. And then suddenly he found that picture which he had painted long back and it exactly matched. So, visualization. And then W is waking and walking. Early in the morning and go for walk. And then X means X-ray. X-ray means keep on doing your X-ray, means self-checking morning and evening. Or at least before sleeping. The founding father of America. He used to write diary every night and self-checking chart he had. Did I talk nicely with everyone? Did I speak untruth? Did I deceive anyone today? Benjamin Franklin. You can read, you can get his audio autobiography online. He used to write his chart every day. That is known as X-ray. And then Y is Yog Nidra and Z is zeal and zest, enthusiasm in life. Bring back enthusiasm. Now the one subject which I am living for you to research is Yoga Nidra. Anybody has heard of this? One person. Anyone from there? Yoga Nidra. It's a special scientific technique to go to sleep. Few things about it and then I will end my session. The moment you go to sleep at night, this is your bed. Relax your body completely. Okay? First step is total relaxation. Second step, rotation of consciousness. Start visualizing your thumb, your fingers, and start relaxing every part of it, gradually whole body. Rotation of consciousness throughout the body. Third step, slightly focus on the breath. Fourth step, some affirmations, which you already know, some affirmative statement. For example, you are having very disturbed relationship. Make affirmation statement, I am having very good relationship with that person. I will soon have good relationship with that person, and it is so easy to have good relationship. So these are the three statements, present, future and natural. So repeat that statement in the mind and then go off to sleep. This is only some part of it. It's usually a very big technique. So learn Yoga Nidra. So this is total A to Z of pillars, 26 pillars of health, 26 pillars of happy mind. I'll revise once again. A, acceptance. B, balance. C, creativity. D, digital detox. E, exercising. F, forgive and forget. G, gratitude. H, habits. I, imbibe divine virtues. So you will get all virtues in this small book. This was a book I read long back, even when I was attached, even before getting attached to Brahma Kumaris. And I was so enchanted by this book. Very nice book. Almost a time was there I had totally learnt it by heart. All the word after, every word of it. It's so beautifully written. And the person who wrote this is not attached to Brahma Kumaris. She's outside author. But beautifully written. Okay. Where were we? G, H, I. J means journey. K is keeping focus. I think I forgot that. Keeping focused on one thing at a time. Don't do multitasking. L means loving yourself. M means motivating yourself. N means seeking nature. O, optimism. P, positive self-talk or affirmations. Q, quit bad habits. Find a bad habit you are having and quit it. Resolve it firmly that I have to quit it no matter what happens. Do everything what people do for de-addiction. Find out the steps of de-addiction, because this is also an addiction. Habit is an addiction. Do the same thing a person who is alcoholic who is doing to get rid of alcohol. Do the same thing for habits. Then R, meditation, which you will learn here and brother will tell something about it. S, stress management, time management, understanding yourself and others, visualization, and then walking, waking and walking, two things. Early waking, get up early in the morning. And then X-ray, Yoga Nidra, explore it. This is a topic I am leaving unto you. Find more about it. You can go on the net and surf it. And last is zeal and sensed enthusiasm. So this is what are the 26 pillars of health and powerful mind, and this is what will make our life a beautiful life. So it's a very beautiful life, powerful life. Okay, Om Shanti. Yes. Yeah, one or two questions.
Yeah.
Please.
Om Shanti, brother. Yeah. My mother is suffering from some neurological disease, and okay. Doctor often says that this is irrecoverable and this is hereditary.
What is the name?
Parkinson's and
okay.
Alzheimer.
Yeah.
I'm practicing Raj Yoga for 4 years now, so
right.
I give her the vibration.
Right.
But I wanted to know that is it true? That there are diseases which is hereditary and irrecoverable, or can if she learns Raj Yoga, can she get better?
We begin this class with acceptance. There are so many diseases in the world which are incurable. In the medical practices, there's a huge list of diseases. We have one BK sister is there who is in Gyan for a very long time, and she has been diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia. Friedreich's ataxia, it's a hereditary thing, but it manifests at a later age, and patients has imbalance in gait, and gradually he stops walking. Now she walks with holding the wall. One. Second, there are so many other people who suffer from MNN, motor neurological diseases. There are people who suffer from Parkinson, and Parkinson, whether you take medicine or not, it is a progressive disorder. Gradually it progresses and you start all those fascinating gait and many other things that happen. So now, what is the role, what is the medications, or when we say it's incurable, is they are either really incurable? You know, these are some of the diseases like dementia, Alzheimer's. You can't do much for these people. But now what is the hope then? Definitely few things can help. First, change of place. Going to some spiritually vibrant place might have some good health effect. Second, some counseling sessions, because every Parkinson patient somewhere might have gone in depression because of the inabilities, because now he can't do things on his own. Earlier he used to do everything, but now he cannot walk because he has to depend. Hands are trembling all the times, like this, like this, like this. The moment he keeps his hand, then again like this. The moment he tries to hold something, it goes like this. So it becomes a very difficult life. So what one can do is change the place, one, if possible, for some days. Second, alternative therapies. In medications, she must already on, which is already there. Allopathy is already there. But go for some alternative therapies like magnet therapy, Reiki therapy, and few other therapies like that. Third thing, in such cases, is physiotherapy might help. Other thing is Raj Yoga meditation. Now, meditation is for calming the mind. Meditation is when you do meditation, but if the very purpose is very selfish, then a meditation doesn't work. If you are doing that, let me do meditation and I will get rid of this, it might not work. Meditation is a good means, but diseases are diseases and they have their own course. But meditation will help you change your outlook towards the diseases. There are two persons, both are suffering from incurable diseases. One remains very happy, another remains unhappy. Meditation, someone is practicing, another is not practicing. So it will help her change the outlook. And for Parkinson, as I said, what you can do is you can give her some good vibrations, create a positive atmosphere, some music therapy, aroma therapy, something like that, so that she remains happy. That's all you can do for such people. You can't, don't expect impossible. Even though we have all medications, whether it is meditation can do wonders, but diseases are diseases and there is a limit to everything. But definitely when the outlook is changed, everything changes. Patient doesn't feel. We have seen our dadis who are at the age of 80s, 90s. Right now the head of the Brahma Kumari, Dadi Janki, her age is 103. Recently before I came here, she was admitted with me for 4 days. And in very bad shape, multiple issues. And right now, you know, if you see her photographs today only, I saw. She is there in Nairobi and then going here, going there, multiple things she is doing. So disease is there. It's not that she is not suffering. She is suffering. But her mind is powerful. It's not that she doesn't have problem. Every night she has a problem. Her pain, here pain, there's whole body. She's a medical standing challenge to the medical field. A person with those diseases cannot survive. But she is surviving. By meditation, positive outlook. Okay, so it will help to change. I think the last question, because time is getting up. Yes, last question from there.
I personally suffer from hyperthyroidism for quite some time.
Yeah,
and taking medication, doing meditation as well. But I want to know how is it related to my health? What is the cause of this hyperthyroidism?
See, all thyroid, hypo, hyper, they both are autoimmune disorders. What happens in autoimmune disorders is that your body cells become their own enemy. there is a huge list of diseases which are known as autoimmune disorders. And most of the time the cause is not known. The cause is something hereditary or somewhere hidden. They are not known. Autoimmune means no cause. And we called it idiopathic. Idiopathic means we never get to know the causes. So now, when you are diagnosed whether hypo or hyper, hypo or hyperthyroidism, they will put you on some drugs. What are drugs you are taking? Numarcazole?
Carbimazole.
So they will put any one of these two drugs. So, your question is, how do you understand this disease or what? What is your question?
Yes, what is the cause of this?
As I said, no cause. It's autoimmune. But I can tell you one thing. Once you are diagnosed as hypothyroidism, continue your medications, but at the same time, there's one thing happens in the body in hypothyroidism, lot of excitement, lot of anxiety. Heart rate is more, you know, person loses weight, and though there is an increased appetite, all those things of typical features of hypothyroidism. You can do some Raja Yoga meditation, and that will help you. What you can do is some techniques by which you think that you are a point of light, and you send every day, without failing, some positive vibrations here to your thyroid gland. And what you will imagine, you can go on in the internet and find out animated vision of the thyroid gland moving the goal round like this, and then feel as if from you positive vibrations, pure and positive vibrations are going and filling the complete gland, and it is becoming whole. Affirmations, three steps. First, I am becoming euthyroid. I will soon become euthyroid, and it is so easy to become euthyroid. Eu means normal. Again, three steps. Present, future, and natural. So you can work on that thyroid gland. Definitely with meditation it will have some effect. I think we should call it a day now.
Everyone for contributing to tonight's success. We all had an interesting session with Dr. Sachin. Please give him another round of applause. I've not been here before, new to the talk and the meditation experiences, and you would like to know more about that, do come to join us at this center for a more comprehensive knowledge of the 7-day course, which starts every Monday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in all three languages of your choice. You can choose English, Tamil, and Chinese, and it is offered free of charge as a service to the community. So we would like you to register if you can with the sisters at the registration counter. But for those who have already registered, please leave your forms with the sisters. Then they will let you know when to come for classes. And for those who never had a chance to ask questions, if you want to learn more, do come here and register yourself before you leave. And before you leave,